Hello everyone, I would like to welcome you to the pilot episode of Green Minds, a climate action and sustainability focused podcast series brought to you by EMRC. I am your host, ICRTT. Our topic today is climate change, why should we care? And my guests are Nnadozie Nwoha, a managing consultant at EMRC Nigeria, and Emmanuel Okwedi, a consultant analyst at EMRC Nigeria. Welcome, guys. It's nice to have you on the podcast.
Happy to be here, IC.
Great to be here, IC.
So getting into it, we would like to start with, what exactly is climate change?
So climate change can be described as a long-term shift in the Earth's temperature and weather patterns. And while such shifts can be naturally occurring, and they were naturally occurring up until the 1800s when human activities began to be the main driver of climate change. And some of these human activities include burning of fossil fuels, industrial waste, agricultural activities such as livestock farming, manure production, and deforestation. So all these activities release heat-trapping gases, also known as greenhouse gases, into the Earth's atmosphere. And these now result in the phenomenon we know today as climate change. So a lot of these greenhouse gases are actually naturally occurring. They form part of the atmospheric gases that protects the Earth and life on Earth from the sun's radiation. However, these greenhouse gases are found in only trace amounts in the atmosphere. And when they exceed these trace amounts, they become harmful, leading to what we know as climate change.
Thank you, Emmanuel. So my next question is, how does climate change affect Nigeria, Josie?
Thank you, Isi. I think your question is quite interesting in terms of how does climate change affect Nigeria. Today, if we go out and, you know, speak to the average Nigerian on the road and just try to have a simple conversation about what is climate change and if they think they are being affected by it, I think the answer to that question would most likely be no, because the average Nigerian would typically have more pressing challenges that they can feel and touch than conversations about climate change. And I'm pretty sure they probably do not even know what this is and if they are contributing to it today. However, at this point, I would like to note that Africa as a whole has one of the lowest carbon footprints in the world today. I believe we contribute less than 5% to the carbon footprints generally in the world. So how does it affect the average Nigerian? The average Nigerian will tell you it does not affect their day-to-day life. But being that we see how it is affecting the world today in terms of flooding, droughts, changing rainfall patterns. And in regards to flooding, I believe last year in Nigeria, we had very high reports of flooding across parts of Nigeria, with so many areas being inaccessible for extended periods of time. So whilst the average Nigerian may not see its relevance or importance, I think it is gradually creeping into our day-to-day activities and what we see. So also to backtrack, I think part of why we contribute so little to the carbon footprint is due to our low level of industrialization and commercialization compared to larger countries out there today. And I say this because in Nigeria today, we import a lot more than we export. This automatically translates to we produce less, we have lesser industries, we manufacture less today. But aside from that, as an average Nigerian, we need to look at the climate change from a more proactive than reactive angle. And what I mean by proactive is, even though we contribute so little, it would be good to learn from developed countries who have gone through this phase years ago when they industrialized and grew their economy. So what I'm trying to say with this is, we do not have to make the same mistakes that have been made by some of these countries. As a country today, Nigeria is trying to rapidly industrialize and ramp up commercial activity. So by being proactive, we need to look for cleaner ways for this to be done. So what I mean by looking for cleaner ways is, maybe out there in more developed countries, they had more coal power plants, for instance, which contributes highly to fossil fuels. Their trains were mostly coal-fired trains. So just some unclean ways in which they were able to achieve higher levels of industrialization. So I think for the average Nigerian, it's important for us to start having these conversations on climate change and sustainability to educate ourselves so that we do not get to the point where we have to start taking reactive measures when we had the opportunity to be proactive. I think it is our responsibility as sustainability enthusiasts to create more awareness as to why this is important and how what we do today could potentially affect our tomorrow.
Thank you, Josie. That was very insightful. Manuel, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, going off on what Jose has said, I agree that the average Nigerian would definitely say that climate change isn't even on their radar and it's not something that affects them today. However, I think that response is more like lack of awareness. So like Dozier said, even last year, there was a lot of flooding across the country. I can even speak from personal experience. Where I'm from, for instance, since I can remember, the rainy season has always led to floodings. In fact, it's affected lives to the extent that during the rainy season, people don't drive into the village. They have to go in canoes or boats. And this is a real-time effect of climate change. Furthermore, in a country like Nigeria, for instance, a couple of weeks ago, the president declared a state of emergency on food. While this could be traced to a series of issues such as the fact that the fuel subsidies have been taking out rising inflation, climate change also has a part to play in that. We're currently in the rainy season now. We'll soon move into the dry season. A major effect of climate change is that weather becomes unpredictable. You can't really tell when the season is supposed to start and when it should stop. About two Sundays ago, the Nigerian Meteorological Agency announced that there would be thunderstorms across Abuja. Everyone I met in Abuja, everyone I knew that was in Abuja that Sunday, couldn't testify to any thunderstorm. And that's just another effect of climate change that we're already seeing today. And we can tell that over time, if steps aren't taken to actually mitigate these issues before the average Nigerian can say that it's affecting their day-to-day lives, then it leads to even worse effects. And like Dozier said, it's best for us to tackle these issues now instead of later at the last hour.
So the next question is, why should stakeholders in the Nigerian economy, for example, the Nigerian electricity market, care about climate change today?
Like it was previously said, Nigeria actually contributes a minimal amount of global emissions. So from a personal point of view, I would say that our focus should be more on adapting to the climate that we have. So like I said, even before it became mainstream news, there have been issues with flooding in many parts of the country. These are just things that we experience on a day-to-day and we accept like they're just regular daily events. And that's one of the reasons why the average Nigerian will tell you that it's just life as they know it. But I feel like it's important for us to take steps to actually adapt to the changing weather conditions because the climate is already changing. It's already changed. So it's important for us to take steps to adapt to the effects that we're already experiencing today. Some of these would include more infrastructure, get towards flooding prevention, such as building more gutters and more drainage systems across the country that can actually help to limit the effects of flooding. Another thing, bringing it to the power sector could be integrating renewable energy into our national grid. That way, we'll be able to limit our dependence on fossil fuels.
Thank you. Josie, do you have something to add to what Emmanuel has said?
Thank you, Icy. I think the power sector is such an important part of any country's economy, developing nation or even developed countries. And I say this because the electricity sector plugs into so many others. We're talking about healthcare, transportation, industries. So basically, in terms of how a lot of all these people would look at their carbon footprint, when they are making allocations in regards to their different scopes of carbon emissions, power will always be a line item. So I think it's important because today, our grid is not exactly where we want it to be. We have an installed capacity of over 13,000 megawatts and an operational capacity of less than 5,000 megawatts. So, I mean, by comparing ourselves with countries with larger populations who have populations closer to 200 million, 300 million upwards, you find that their national grids run between 100,000 to 200,000 megawatts upwards. I say this because we have the opportunity to grow or develop differently from some of these other similar countries with similar populations. And this is because we're still so low when it comes to our generation performance, we can actually expand, but on a greener level. What I mean by on a greener level is by finding ways to integrate more renewable energy sources into the grid. Today in Nigeria, you have over 260 mini grids that are active, mostly in rural areas, and I believe some commercially operational. So I think the key way for us to really clean up or grow in a greener way would be for us to marry what is happening off-grid and what is happening on the grid. And I say this because you find the off-grid sector seeming to be operating independently from the grid. So on one end, we're more focused on things like grid expansion. After that focus on grid expansion, we move to energy access through providing mini grids in silos to provide energy access to rural communities and commercial businesses as well. I think the next step for us, and in order for us to keep track of our carbon footprints and our nationally determined contributions and our net zero commitments, would be marrying what is happening off-grid to what's happening to the grid and cleaning up that entire system. And like I had mentioned earlier, the power sector is such an important part of any country's economy or its full biology, because for you to be able to exponentially grow or even at a small scale, you do need the power sector to be stable to a large extent. So Based on that heavy dependence, I think it's very important for people in the power sector to drive this climate conversation, because directly or indirectly, they contribute significantly to so many other sectors, being that they are providing power supply. And the way for us to really go about this and how we can start to push some of this change would be from the policy angle. We would need regulatory bodies like NERC to start to talk about pushing out policies that mandate cleaner energy sources, mandate the integration of solar mini grids into the system, because an optimal and efficient electricity market that I see would be when we have been able to build a bridge between the on-grid space and the off-grid space. Because what this shows is we have now covered end-to-end. So while on one end, we're still using our natural gas and our hydro, which are considered to be renewable energy sources, that marriage will bring about lower carbon footprint and better climate action. So I think the stakeholders in the electricity market today are drivers of climate actions and sustainability practice. So that is why I believe it should be very important in the power space.
Thank you very much, Dozie and Emmanuel. And just to add to what you have both said, I think we are at a point where it is very important to drive climate action adaptation strategies in our country. And you can see with the support from the international development and finance organizations to developing and implementing adaptation strategies in the country, that is a very good path. And I think that is a path we need to follow to drive sustainability and climate action in the country. I hope you guys learned so much about climate change and why we should care. We'll see you in our next episode. Thanks for listening.